蒋方舟被人大撤销了硕士学位。
Jiang Feng Zhu's master degree was revoked by the Chinese government.
据上一次的通报
，According to the previous announcement，
仅八天
，In 8 days，
像一句回旋
，Like a spin，
标击中了
，The dart hit，
蒋方舟
，Jiang Feng Zhu。
与此同时
，At the same time。
各路媒体报道，有些甚至用了极其严厉的词。
Various media outlets have reported on it, some using extremely harsh language.
我谨慎地搜索了论文的相关信息。
I carefully searched for relevant information on the paper.
认为人大的通报和媒体的报道没有问题。
The People's Congress report and media reports are fine.
在我看来
，In my opinion，
人大的这场回旋镖是双重的。
The return of the PLA is twofold。
他同时还是蒋方舟30多年来
，He was also a member of the Chiang Kai-shek's government for over 30 years。
天才少女造星运动的回旋镖
，The genius girls star-making movement returns。
蒋方舟沉迷于纸媒黄金时代的神童叙事。
Jiang Feng Zhu is addicted to the narrative of the genius in the golden age of newspapers.
那时候媒体需要神话。
Back then, the media needed myths.
读者需要偶像，出版商需要爆款。
Readers need idol publishers to reveal secrets.
他不是一个人。
He is not alone.
他是一个被催熟的符号。
He is a right symbol.
在蒋方舟7岁时
，When Jiang Feng Yu was 7 years old，
母亲听说美国有一个9岁的孩子跟爸爸合写了一本书。
Mother heard that there was a 9-year-old boy in America who wrote a book with his father.
于是告诉女儿，国家出台了最新的法律。
And he told his daughter that the country had issued a new law.
每个小学生在毕业之前必须写一本书。
Each elementary school student must write a book before graduating.
否则就会被警察抓。
Otherwise, they will be arrested by the police.
走。
So,
这蒋方舟每天按照母亲的计划完成写作任务。
Jiang Feng Zhu completes writing tasks according to her mother's plan every day. 2 years ago.
然后打开天窗出版。
Then open the window and publish.
封面上写着一本真正意义上的小学生新概念作文。
The cover reads a truly meaningful elementary school new concept essay.
一个9岁孩子的七彩世界。
A 9-year-old child's colorful world.
七彩梦，几乎同时，请注意，跟现在一样。
Please note that seven rainbow dreams is similar to now in that.
几乎同时，那个在房间里每天憋作文的女孩被捧成了天才少女。
At the same time, the girl who was stuck in her room every day writing essays became a genius.
各路媒体递来专栏。
Various media outlets have submitted articles.
邀约。
Invitation.
出版社递来了新书的合约。
The publisher sent over a contract for the new book.
凭借写作的特长。
With the help of writing skills.
蒋方舟以特长生的身份进入了武汉名校。
Jiang Feng Zhu, a student from the special talent program, entered Wuhan's prestigious university.
中学，学校
High school.
给他配备了个人创作室。
He was equipped with a personal studio.
像初中一样，不用写作业。
No homework light in middle school.
同年
The same year.
他当选了中国少年作家学会主席。
He was elected as the chairman of the Chinese Youth Writers Association.
因为一路特权
Because of the privilege.
蒋方舟一度觉得自己是不需要高考的。
Jiang Fengju once felt that she didn't need the Gaokao Chinese National College entrance examination.
最后一刻
At the last moment,
一定会因为写作的特长被高校不经过任何考试破格录取。
They will definitely be admitted to universities without any exams, solely based on their writing skills.
最终他被清华降60分录取。
Finally, he was admitted to Tsinghua University with a score of 60 points deducted.
从成为天才的那一刻
From the moment I became a genius.
机会从来都是从天而降。
Opportunities always come from nowhere.
成名多年后的蒋方舟曾评价那些靠新概念作文大赛出名的作家们。
Many years later, Shane Feng Yu commented on the writers who gained fame through the new concept essay competition.
他说
He said,
他们不过是在相对宽松的社会环境中获得了较多的发展机遇和较高的关注度。
They simply gained more development opportunities and higher attention in a relatively relaxed social environment.
是时代的礼物。
It is a gift from the times.
而不代表创作者水平有多高。
It doesn't represent how high the creator's level is.
他已经完全适应了天才的身份。
He has completely adapted to the identity of a genius.
却忘记了自己也正是领取时代礼物的人。
However, he forgot that he himself was also a recipient of the gift of time.
遗憾的是
Unfortunately,
造星机器只管发射
The star-making machine only emits.
不管回收
Regardless of recycling.
当那个天才成长
When that genius grows up,
成了成人
become adult,
当市场检验的不是神迹
when the market doesn't test miracles,
而是文本
instead the text,
当读者要求的不再是早会
when readers no longer demand early meetings,
而是深刻
instead it is profound,
他就必须面对一个残酷的现实
He had to face a harsh reality.
他的储备远远跟不上他的名望。
His wealth is far less than his reputation.
19世纪的法国诗人兰波在19岁之前就完成了重要的诗作。
In 19th century France, the poet Baudelaire completed important works of poetry before the age of 19.
以超前的想象力和叛逆的精神
With forward-thinking imagination and rebellious spirit,
颠覆了诗歌传统。卡波特
subverted the traditional poetry conventions of capo.
14岁时创作的小说
A novel written at the age of 14.
世界开始的地方已展露出惊人的天赋。
The world has begun to show its amazing talent.
后来
Later,
凭蒂凡尼的早餐和冷血成为一代文学的偶像身份
Based on the iconic breakfast at Tiffany's and the cold-blooded character of Holly Golightly
可以给予
Can be given
但写作的天赋却无法给予天才少女
However, the talent for writing could not be given to her by genius
蒋方舟24岁时的作品和9岁时出版的第一本书
At the age of 24, Chang Fengshu's works and her first book published at the age of 9
在豆瓣上获得了相同的评分
Signed to band Shang Huo de Luzang Tom de Ping Fen
成年后依旧没有代表作
Still no masterpiece after adulthood
没有建立文学史地位
Not established a literary history status
影响力更多是靠公共表达
Influence comes more from public expression
而不是文学作品来维持
Instead of relying on literary works to maintain it
他一度作为圆桌派的嘉宾被公众熟知和接受
He was once well known and accepted by the public as a guest of the round table.
梁文道曾犀利地说
Yang Wendao once said sharply,
少年成名的姑娘很早就知道自己的价值。
The young woman who achieved fame knew her own worth early on.
在成长过程中
During the growth process,
无数人主动向她招手
Countless people waved at him.
这是机会，也是消耗。
This is both an opportunity and a consumption.
而最让我印象深刻的是
What impressed me the most was...
蒋方舟曾在圆桌派上说过这么一句话
Jiang Fengyu once said this in a round table discussion.
他说
He said,
当今年轻人内耗的最大原因是才华配不上野心。
The biggest reason for internal conflict among young people this year is that their talent is not matched by their ambition.
当时只觉得是青年导师颇为傲慢的评语。
At that time, I only felt that it was the arrogant comment of the young mentor.
现在看来是他自己沉重的人生注脚。
Looking back, it seems like he was carrying the weight of the heavy life on his shoulders.
有朋友不忍心。
I don't want to hurt my friend.
我评论蒋方舟跟我讲。
I commented on what Jiang Fengyu said to me.
其实他现在的播客做得非常好。
Actually, his podcast is very good now.
已经是顶流。
He is already a top star.
我们知道蒋方舟的播客好，好在于它是一种非常好的文学的转译。
We know that Jiang Fengyu's podcast is a very good way to transfer literature.
他把加缪的荒诞转译成了中产的焦虑。
He transferred Camus's absurdity into the anxiety of middle-class people.
把陀氏的罪恶感转移成了都市情感的困境。
Transferred the guilt of the camel teacher into urban emotional dilemmas.
这种能力非常罕见。
This ability is very rare.
也很值钱。
Also very valuable.
但在文学的正统评价体系中
In the orthodox literary evaluation system,
他永远是次生的
he will always be a second born,
而不是原生的，一个真正的原创者
instead of being a true original,
会从自己的肉身经验中生长出叙事
stories will emerge from one's own lived experiences,
比如萧红的呼兰河，沈从文的湘西，余华的牙医经历
For example, Yulun River by Zairo Hong, Xiangxi by Xu Mengwen, and Yu Hua's experience as a dentist.
但蒋方舟的文本里没有蒋方舟这个人，只有他读过的书。
But in the text of Jiang Fengyu, there is no Jiang Fengyu, only the books he read.
见过的名人，提炼的社会情绪。
Extracted social emotions from the celebrity's scene.
有博主指出
A blogger pointed out that
蒋方舟在《东京一年》一书中的某些段落和作家加缪
In some paragraphs of Chang Fengshu's A Year in Tokyo and the writer Camus
纳博科夫和阎连科等人的作品高度相似
The works of Nabokov and Yanenkov are highly similar.
在接受媒体采访时
An interview with the media,
博主说
A blogger said,
他感觉蒋方舟所表达的很多东西
He felt that many of the things expressed by Chang Fengshu were
不是他自己的少年成名的人
Not his own teenage fame.
最大的危险不是停在少年
The biggest danger is not being a child,
而是停在别人替自己定义的身份里。
Instead, they stop in the identity defined by others for themselves.
身份越来越完整。
More and more complete identity,
自我却越来越模糊。
I am becoming increasingly unclear.
他最终没有输给一篇论文。
He didn't lose to a paper in the end.
也没有输给一次通报。
No one lost the competition.
他输给的是那个从七岁开始就再也没有机会慢慢长成自己的蒋方舟。
He lost to that Jiang Fangju, who had never had the chance to grow up naturally from the age of seven.
他把自己活成了身份的囚徒。
He lived as a prisoner of his own identity.
而不是不完美的自我，活成了一部精读笔记。
Instead of living as a flawed self, it became a study material.
而不是一本原著。
Not a novel.